One down, two to go. The State Gaming Commission last week awarded the first of three statewide casino licenses to the MGM project in Springfield. MGM Resorts was the only remaining contender for the license in Western Mass. But as we know in Eastern Mass, there's competition. Wynn Resorts proposes a casino in Everett, while the Mohegan Tribe wants to build a casino at the Suffolk Downs Racetrack in Revere. One of the sticking points in both deals has been the city of Boston's role. State gaming regulators are giving Boston one more week to reach a surrounding community agreement with both sides, even as Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he still believes Boston should be a host community. With that on the table, we asked Mohegan Gaming CEO Mitchell Ettis into the studio to talk about why he believes the license should go to Revere.
We have a tremendous amount of community support. We've signed up 11 surrounding community agreements. Of course, our agreement with Revere is fantastic. And we're eagerly working towards our 12th surrounding community agreement, which is the city of Boston.
Well, why don't I stop you there and ask you, we all know that Boston Mayor Marty Walsh had wanted a host community agreement, but got shot down by the State Gaming Commission on that. What's the status of negotiating a surrounding community agreement with the city of Boston?
We've had a lot of great discussions with Boston, and we're having really good negotiations. We believe we will be able to bring this to fruition. We just needed another week or so to get it done.
Needing an extension can be interpreted in two ways. One, that you're close to reaching a deal. One, that you're nowhere near close to reaching a deal and you need the extra time. So which one is it?
I would say we needed to finish things up. It's not that we're so far away.
The state's Expanded Gaming Act has been described as one of the most thorough in the country. So what's this experience been like for you here in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts wanted gaming for economic benefit, but I think they wanted to make sure they did it their way. It's been very methodical. People have been somewhat critical of how long it's taken. I would say those people probably aren't people involved in the process or in the Gaming Commission staff and aren't aware of all the things that we've had to provide to make sure they can make a good decision.
Respond to critics who say that the interest in the Revere project has more to do with protecting the business in Connecticut than it has to do with growing another project elsewhere, meaning Revere.
I really love when people ask that question. We are 100% all in with Massachusetts. That's all that this project in Revere is focused on, benefiting the Commonwealth and benefiting Mohegans on Massachusetts. And our position in Connecticut gives us the best ability to get this casino up and running quicker. And the reality is we must market to the Massachusetts casino. We have legal documents, our contract with Revere mandates that we market to our existing Connecticut customers and forbids us from over-marketing to the Connecticut customers to have them stay in Connecticut.
Back to the big picture of expanded gambling. As you know, a proposed ballot initiative is before the state Supreme Court right now, which would give voters the option of perhaps repealing the Expanded Gaming Act that allows casinos in Massachusetts. What are your thoughts on possibly putting this question to voters, if in fact the state Supreme Court allows it?
Well, it's obviously a very interesting thing that's come into the works here. We believe in this legislation. We believe in this law. We believe in the economic benefits that gaming can bring to community. That having been said, there people have different opinions, and they're certainly entitled to voice those opinions. I actually believe that there is much more support for gaming in the Commonwealth than some of these polls might indicate to you. When you see the amount of support that we've gotten in our referendum, for example, in Revere, when we had to do it, in Springfield, when they had to pass their referendum. Yeah, there have been times when you've seen lost votes. I mean, we'd still be in Western Massachusetts, frankly, if we hadn't lost our vote in Palmer by a few votes. But I think at the end of the day, people are comfortable with gaming in Massachusetts, and they're comfortable with it as it exists. And I think you will probably see that people see that at the end of the day.
I take it by what you've said that should the Supreme Court allow a vote on the gambling law, that you and your gambling partners are going to vigorously, with a campaign, oppose any sort of repeal.
Yeah, we will be vigorously pointing out to the Commonwealth what the benefits of this legislation are and why, in fact, they're lawmakers put it into effect to begin with. We're part of a coalition. Us, MGM, and Penn have worked together so far. Wynn has not, for some reason, been interested in discussing working against this referendum and this potential referendum.
How much money are you willing to put up in that fight?
We'll see. Certainly enough to make the case.
But in the end, you think that if it does go to a vote, Massachusetts residents will not support repeal. They will end up, therefore, virtually backing casinos.
That's just one man's opinion, but yes, that's what I think.
Mitchell Ettis, very nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope I get to come back.
Mitchell Ettis is the CEO of the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority, the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut, speaking with us about the Mohegan proposal for Revere.